Good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and we have friends from Tyro Christian Church here in studio. We have group of four here. We have Carolyn, Megan, Joyce, and Dan. How's everyone doing?
Good. We're doing good.
Hey, it's good to have y'all here. And so we've got an exciting event coming up to tell us about. And what's going on with the VBS? You say it's called Rocks, right?
Yes, we call it Rocks, and it will be the week of May 30th through June 2nd from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and we are encouraging all the kids to come. We have bus stops available in different towns, and I'm going to let Megan talk about bus stops.
Yeah, we have 19 different drop-off locations in 10 different towns and cities. So we have 3 in Caney, 4 in Independence, 4 in Coffeyville, 1 in South Coffeyville, Deering at Deering Christian Church, 2 in Bartlesville, 1 at Havana Niates, 1 in Dewey, and 1 in Copan. So if you're needing your kids anywhere from 4 years old up to going into 6th grade, they can ride the bus. We also like to have teenage volunteers, but we also ask that they volunteer and get in touch with Tyro Christian Church to be put on an approved list. If they're not on that list, then your teenagers won't be able to be on the bus at that point in time.
Wow, and it sounds like you're expecting quite a few kids with this. How many do you usually have for this program?
We have anywhere from 400 to 500 kids during the week.
That's very impressive.
Very, and that doesn't include the volunteers that it takes to be there with all the children and everything that we have going on.
Yeah, so that's a big deal. So obviously, you know, this is kind of the theme of, you know, VBS is always kind of have the different themes. So continue. Tell me a little bit about that, how you're going to incorporate the word and everything with it.
Okay. During the week, we have lessons. And for those that's in first through sixth grade, they're going to have a video lesson from different people. And on day one, it will be about God, who is our creator. He's the one that created us. And that's found in Genesis 1 and 2. On day two, we talk about God created the family, which is found in Genesis 2 through 5. Day three, it's God hates disobedience. Sin separates us from God. That's found in Genesis 3 through 6. And then on day four, God saved one family from destruction, and that's Genesis 6 through 9. Talks about that. So we'll have different lessons for each day, and that is also for the 4s and 5-year-olds. We call that Junior Rocks, and so it's a little bit separate from the older ones, but it's a little bit different than what the older ones do. So we have different things happening.
Oh, that's excellent. And what are your, you know, different roles? I mean, I'm sure you're wearing a lot of hats and, you know, getting ready for VBS and all that sort of thing. I'm sure there's a lot of preparation that goes into it too.
On Saturday, the day after Friday, I guess that's that stupid thing. But we're having a carnival from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening. We'll have 25 to 30 booths. We'll have animal rides, petting zoos, bounce houses, and things like that. We'll have hot dogs, hamburgers, and just it'll be a good family event that evening.
Oh, that's excellent. You know, kind of kick everything off and
no, that completes everything.
To complete it, yeah. Yes. As a completion there. So, again, all those dates right. Now, and of course, you know, I went to, you know, different VBS as a kid, and it's always fun to be able to experience that. And you never know what kind of seeds you're going to plant, too, with these different events. So, what do you want to, as far as getting signed up for this event? Also, is there any cost in this, or, you know, how can parents get their children involved in this?
They can go online at www.tyrochristian.org and just scroll down, and we have registration online. It will close by May 21st. So if they want to register a child online, they need to go ahead and do that. It also lists the bus stops online. So if they're in a certain town and want to know where to go look for it, they're listed.
And so you can see the schedule and everything of, you know, when the bus will pick up and all that sort of thing.
And when they'll drop off, yes.
And what a unique, you know, opportunity. You know, that'll help parents out a lot, you know, especially maybe the working parents, of course, throughout the day. And just kind of like school, you know, they can have that available
right.
for them. And I'm sure that's going to help quite a bit. How long have you been doing the you know, these different summer programs?
Oh, Rocks has probably been going on for, since the beginning, it seems like.
Sure.
We've had VBS. It used to be called VBS, Vacation Bible School.
Yeah.
And then they changed it over to Rocks, which is, it stands for Reaching Families, Obeying God, Challenge the Saved, King of the Kingdom, and Serving Others, is what Rocks stand for. I'm going to let Carolyn go ahead and talk a little bit about Junior Rocks and what's going to happen in Junior Rocks.
Excellent.
Junior Rocks is for 4 and 5 year olds. And I might mention our overall theme for this year is God's Word Back to Basics. And in Junior Rocks, they have a lot of fun. They have music time where they sing all the cool songs and bounce around like 4 and 5 year olds do. And they'll have a Bible story. They'll have a teacher that comes and gives them their Bible story lesson. And he's a cool guy, so they're going to love him. And they'll have a craft time. And, of course, they got to have snacks. And it's a fun time, and they'll have, they'll have play time, and it's just to me, working with them, it's just so neat when you see the little bitty ones like that learning their memory verses and everything like that, and it's a special time.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's a good time. And just to be able to, get those kids in, maybe some of them don't have a church home, maybe, being able to have that kind of wider outreach for the community, I'm sure is very impactful. And Megan, did you have anything that you're going to share specifically about, maybe what you do with a program or anything like that?
As far as picking up kids, it's not just picking up kids or anything like that. We are definitely taking care of their safety. We are tracking all of these kids who are riding every single bus. So making sure that we know what grade they're going into, what their first and last names are. We're building personal relationships with each and every single one of these kids from the time that we pick them up to the time that we drop them off and during the time that they are at Rock. So these personal relationships just are really, really, really that time to share Christ's love to these kids. And just to be able to take care of them. I like to nurture kids. I like to take care of them. And they're all spunky. They all have their own personalities. And it's really neat to get to see everyone have their own personality and just learn something new, something different every day. And seeing the light in the kids' eyes just shine when they're so thrilled when they've learned something new.
Absolutely. And one of those things, I want to make sure parents know that you take the kids' safety very seriously, and this is one of those things that can be really good. I know as we are nearing the end of the school year, parents are starting to think about, okay, what different activities are the kids going to be involved in and that sort of thing. So the planning time is now to go ahead and start filling up that summer schedule. So what else should we know about the Rocks?
We have a missions that Debbie Kramer is going to represent Gifts for the Nation. She'll come and explain what the missions does and then receive money from the kids. And they usually have a contest if the boys can raise more money than the girls, and then they do something stupid to Jeff. Jeff's the children's minister.
Oh, yeah,
there.
You got to do that. Yeah. No, that's great.
They throw a pie in his face.
Yeah.
Usually.
She gets shaved the head or whatever. There's always some sort of crazy stuff, shave the beard or whatever. It's always good to do that.
I want to mention, too, if your child doesn't get registered online, they can still register the day of at the church. And so I don't want anybody to think, oh, I didn't get them signed up, so they can't come. They need to come to the south side of the church at the front entrance, or to the east side of the church in the parking lot, and they can get signed up when they get there if they don't get signed up online. And it's all free.
Which
it's
is great.
A gift from God.
That is really, really awesome to be able to do that. So anything else that you would kind of like to hit on here as we start to prepare for VBS and Rocks?
From my understanding on snacks, the children will be sent home with a sack lunch.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, when they load up or when parents come pick them up, they'll be able to receive a sack lunch to go home and still have something for them when they get home. If they have any questions, concerns, they can always visit our website at www.tyrochristian.org or call the church at 620-289-4433.
Excellent. So for maybe the listeners that just tuned in, do you want to run by the dates and sign up and all that sort of thing for the folks who are just joining us here?
The dates for our Rocks is going to be Tuesday, May 30th through Friday, June 2nd, starting at 9 o'clock to 12 noon. If they ride the bus, they do need to look at the bus stops to see what time the bus will be there, because, of course, it will be earlier. And then we'll have the carnival on Saturday, June 3rd, from 6 to 8 o'clock in the evening. And it's going to be a fun time with the kids. Again, our theme is Word of God, Back to the Basics.
Excellent. Well, anything else you'd like to share for the listeners here this morning?
Send your kids.
Yeah.
We'll love on them.
Exactly.
Definitely. And if they don't have a church home, come visit us.
Yeah, that's the other
any
thing.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. You guys are here all year round.
And yes,
of course,
we are.
Can't miss it in Tyro, you know.
Yeah.
If you go
on the highway through Tyro, you'll see the church. It's right there.
And so what are worship times if people are interested?
The worship times are 8:30 Sunday morning. Then we have Bible school at 10 o'clock. And then another worship service at 11 o'clock. And we have contemporary music, and just it's a good uplifting experience for the whole family.
Excellent. Well, we know we always hear good things, and some of the folks that we get to interview here, I know are members, and get to experience the Word of God at your church, so we do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
And so Carolyn, Megan, Joyce, Don, thank you so much for coming in. I hope it's a great event. And we're, of course, going to continue the conversation, continue to remind people to sign up here on KGGF. And we're so glad you stopped by today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And, hey, we're going to get started with Open Line in moments here on the Mighty 690.